WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The lawyer for Luigi Mangione, the suspect accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, says the case is not open and shut against his client. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
About those alleged writings, sources say NYPD investigators have from Luigi Mangione attacking the U.S. health insurance industry and calling corporations parasites.
There's a rule of completeness, so you have to take any writing or any document in its entirety because some things can be taken out of context.
Mangione's attorney, Thomas Dickey, on the gun police say they found on his client.
A lot of guns look the same.
And?
I don't even know if that evidence would be admissible.
He says he expects police ballistics to match the gun to the shooting.
The inflation report for November shows consumer prices are up 0.3% and up 2.7% from 1 year ago. Food prices are higher, so are electricity, used car, and housing prices. 20,000 evacuations, including Dick Van Dyke and Cher, as fire continues to burn in the hills above Malibu, California. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into an officer-involved death in Oshkosh. Officials say Oshkosh police received a 911 call about a stabbing on West 10th Avenue last night. Officers found a victim outside and a man inside the home brandishing a bladed weapon. The suspect failed to comply with orders to drop the weapon, and an officer discharged a firearm, hitting the suspect. While officers were trying to save the suspect, a second stabbing victim was found in the home. All injured parties were taken to the hospital, where the suspect was pronounced dead. DCI continues to investigate the incident. When the investigation concludes, it will give reports to the Winnebago County District Attorney's Office. The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. Savannah Tomei Olson has the new developments in the fake elector case.
The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's one week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Light snow this morning, around an inch or less of accumulation possible, then becoming windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We'll be in the teens by late today. Tonight, windy and cold with a low of 2 above and a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to have a double dose of doctors today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 1033. We're going to talk about the high cost of medical care.
Yeah.
And what could potentially be done to make sure that we don't keep going bankrupt because we get sick.
I would love to know any ideas.
Yeah, me too. So yeah. She will be joining us at 10:33. Next hour, of course, at 11:33. She is here every Wednesday for public service announcement. Dr. Laura Hanks will be joining us. We're going to be talking about flu, the actual flu,
mm-hmm.
and bird flu.
Yeah.
And also RSV, which is something that's become a bigger thing in the last couple of years, and why you should maybe want to consider getting vaccinated.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Does sound like a good idea. And many, many other things we're going to cover next hour. We're very sad about something related to The Onion.
Yeah.
So all those details coming up. And, of course, we are going to continue with Civic Media's latest statewide Text to Win contest, the Grown Up Gift List. Contest is underway. We are on day 3. Every day you can listen in the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. You will be given a keyword you have to text in using the Civic Media app. You have to use the app.
Yep.
So if someone, say Greg Bach, does not have the app, what should they do?
They should go to their favorite app store of choice and download the Civic Media app because it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free. And then next hour when we give you that keyword, there's a text button
mm-hmm.
and you can text in directly. So you text in that keyword and that gets you in the running for one of our hourly prizes.
Yep.
Either $100 cash or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone who enters is going to be in the drawing for the grand prize. We have 8 different grand prizes.
Ooh.
Everything from espresso machines to luggage sets to robot vacuums to a snowblower. So be listening next hour after the 11 o'clock news for that keyword you want to text in. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app, I would suggest you download it right now.
It's not just good for the contests either, Jane.
It's fantastic. It's a great app.
You can listen to the shows. You can listen to certain sports matches being played.
Yes.
You can customize it to be your whichever one's your favorite station, what you receive from us. I mean, it is a very all, and they're always working on updates too. So it's a really fun app to have. And as we said, free.
Absolutely free. That's one of Greg's favorites. I wanted to start off with this, and I'm genuinely curious. If you have had a different experience than I have about mergers, when companies merge, and who does that benefit? It has never been my experience that the customer is the one who benefits when there's two big corporations that merge.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just my lived experience and someone else has something different. But the reason we're bringing this up is because the big Kroger's $25 billion deal to merge with grocery rival Albertsons has been blocked by U.S. courts. A judge blocked that pending $25 billion merger yesterday in a win for the Federal Trade Commission. This is from Reuters. Kroger has said it would scuttle the deal. The FTC argued during a trial in Portland, Oregon, that the merger would eliminate head-to-head competition between the two traditional grocery chains, leading to higher prices for shoppers and reducing bargaining leverage for unionized workers. So, and now I believe it's Albertson is Kroger is now either suing Albertson or Albertson is suing Kroger because this deal got scuttled. And but again, they claimed Kroger defended the deal, saying it would bring prices down at Albertson stores where prices are 10 to 12% higher than Kroger's prices. Now, this sentence is very confusing. The merged company would fund price cuts through cost savings it expects from a larger operation and a larger customer base to drive revenue for Kroger's data consulting business. Can you explain that?
You had me until the very last part. Basically, what I heard was because Kroger would buy Albertson, their reach would be so far and wide, they'd be making so much more money with more customers that they could fund price cuts on the Albertson side. Now, when you get to the very end, it's like data service. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I had no idea that Kroger had their own data mining service.
Right.
But it just sounds like to me what they're saying is we'll have more and we'll have more of you so we can lower our prices. But folks, I'd like to think I'm not stupid. I'm sure there are plenty of people listening right now who are like, I have a different thought, Greg. But I don't think for a moment that prices will be cut so dramatically that they will make that much of a difference.
And that everyone will be celebrating.
That everyone will be, yep, they'll be going to aisle 10, picking up little pop gun things and be like, we did it. We saved money. I don't think this is going to be in any interest for anybody but shareholders,
yes,
for CEOs, for managers. I think this is all for them, not for us, because they know we have to. And we have less ability to go to it. Like, the Piggly Wiggly is too expensive. I'm going to go to the festival. The
exactly.
festival's too expensive. So when you take away that option, then I have to buy food from you.
And I think they kind of like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what they want.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you believe these big corporate mergers end up being good for the consumers? I just think about airlines.
Oh, my God. And, perfect example.
Right? Every time an airline merges, it's like, oh, this is going to be so much better. You just tried to schedule a flight to South Carolina.
Yeah.
And they want to send you from Milwaukee to Texas?
To Dallas. There was a Dallas option. There's an Atlanta option. There's a Denver option. There are no, and I checked this on Milwaukee to Charleston, Chicago to Charleston, both airports in Chicago. All three, and on three separate flights, on three separate airlines.
Right.
There isn't one of them that has a non-stopped.
They all route you someplace else.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't. Steve in Milwaukee texting in, absolutely not. It always compromises quality. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And yeah. I think the other thing that happens too with these big corporate mergers, at least when they deregulated the media industry in the 90s in radio,
The
big promise was this is going to make it so easy for them to put different music formats out there. Littler known music formats. And so it's going to open up so many avenues for musicians. You know what happened? They merged. A bunch of radio companies started buying other radio companies, and then they started firing staff.
Yep.
Because you were recreating systems that already existed in a different place.
And they have such strict and stringent playlists. I'll never forget this story. I was watching the Ken Burns country music documentary, and it was Loretta Lynn's birthday, and they told Alison Krauss that as she was on the radio saying, she's like, all right, let's play Loretta Lynn's song. They're like, we can't do that. She's not part of a rotation.
Right.
And so like this idea, those stories you hear from artists who are like 80, 90 years old. Now, like, I went to the radio station. She just knocked on the door until someone gave me a job and let me play. That just can't happen. And now you have things like Spotify, like all these businesses, like we provide the customer. No, you don't.
No.
And in this, in the situation you're talking about too, Jane, that also suffocates the artist then too.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and none of that happened. Now, all the promises that they made about all these different, formats and musicals that never happened. They just merged a bunch of stuff together and then recreated it. And then they started automating everything.
Yep.
So that really helped a lot. It helped a lot. We're talking about the grocery chain Albertson calling off its $25 billion merger with Kroger, ending what would have been the largest merger in U.S. supermarket history. Announced in 2022, it would have combined the fifth and tenth largest retailers in the country. They own dozens of grocery chains, including Safeway, Vons, Harris Teeter, and Fred Meyer. Albertsons now is the one who is suing Kroger for breach of contract, alleging Kroger caused the merger to be blocked.
Wasn't Kroger trying to buy Albertson?
Albertson said Kroger failed to exercise its best efforts to take any and all actions to make sure that the merger was approved.
Okay. PJ on the live stream just says, Aldi grocery stores are a great alternative. That's true. I have one right by my house. I have a festival right by my house. Those are the two places I go. Those Kroger-owned grocery stores now are all getting revamped facelifts, and they're getting more expensive. Just getting more and more expensive.
Have you ever had an experience where a merger has worked out well for you as the customer, as the consumer?
I was going to say, no CEOs.
Yeah, no shareholders. That we're not looking for you. I mean, sure, you can call in. But, listening on WAUK, Texter says, when there are too many mergers, we get away from true capitalism and the market forces are out of balance.
Yes.
Supply and demand. Yeah. And that's what you said. Right now we can go, I'll go to Metcalf's. And if it's not there, then I'll go to Aldi. And if it's not there, you know, I can find it cheaper over here. That's capitalism.
That's capitalism. But when Kroger owns Metcalf, Metro Market, Pick and Save, and all these labels, that's the problem then too. Is like they own Kroger owns all these labels, Albertsons owns all these labels, and you think you're going to a different place, but you're not. You are going to one business, and one paycheck happens at the end of the day, and that goes to the CEO or the shareholders, and that's the problem. And that statement on true capitalism is absolutely correct, I believe.
It's about competing market forces.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And choices and options.
Yeah. And the moment that this sort of toxic capitalism is taking place where you have two choices, that's not true capitalism. The market's supposed to determine and the market's supposed to make its decision based on the people's wants and needs. And this is not helping.
Well, and two, I think it's important to remind folks as well that if we really want lower grocery prices, and I think we can all agree that we do, mergers of big grocery conglomerates is not the way to bring down prices.
No, and it's about getting at the companies. As we've said before, presidents do not decide egg prices.
Shockingly, no.
Doesn't matter who the president is.
Doesn't matter. All right. We're going to have an update for you about that man who faked his own death in Green Lake in a bogus kayaking accident. He's back. All the details on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only two assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter a little later on today during the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 p.m. She will be talking about affirmative action. And also, I've seen a few articles about this, breakups over politics.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to want you to join in if you have, if you're going through this yourself. I know that's happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean,
people parting ways over politics. So that will be coming up a little bit later on today on the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We did talk about this, I think, about a month ago.
I think like a week ago, actually.
Was it only a week ago?
God, the time is nothing.
It all smooshes together. Headline reads from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, missing kayaker Ryan Borkwart is in custody at Green Lake County Jail. They are going to be holding a press conference. I believe it's going to be at 11 o'clock this morning. But when we talked about this, again, this man faked his death at Green Lake.
Dramatically.
Yeah, very dramatically. Faked his death in Green Lake and then fled overseas. He was apparently in a communication with a woman from Uzbekistan.
Okay.
And when we last talked about this, they had discovered that he was alive.
Yes.
Because they thought he was dead. There was a massive search that happened when he first went missing. Got national attention after authorities, though, uncovered that he planned this whole thing. But they searched for him for 54 days. Underwater drones, submersible sonar, divers, canine cadaver teams. And apparently one of the reasons why he picked Green Lake is because it's one of the deepest lakes in Wisconsin.
Okay. I just remember him being very surprised that they spent so much time looking for him. He was like, I thought it'd be 2 weeks.
And it would be over.
Yeah.
Well, he leaves behind a wife and he's got children. And the last time we talked about this, the sheriff had said, we're in communication with him. He actually provided video evidence to show that he was alive.
Okay.
And then the sheriff had said at that point, well, we're going to try and get him to come back and do the right thing.
He used the guy's family to appeal to him, which I thought was very, very confident because I figured like
someone who does this.
Yeah. Like his plan in the article here, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, he stashed an e-bike near the boat launch. He paddled a kayak on a child-sized inflatable boat.
Along with a child-sized boat. Yeah.
Overturned the kayak and dumped his phone in the lake, paddled the inflatable boat to the shore, riding the e-bike to Madison.
From Green Lake.
From Green Lake, boarding a bus in Madison to Detroit and then going to Canada and then getting on a plane to Europe. the idea that the sheriff was like, I'm going to talk to him about his family. I'm like, it seems like he doesn't want to be around his family.
Well, it must, whatever he did must have worked because he is back in Wisconsin and he is now in custody. I feel for his family.
Absolutely.
I just feel for his family.
Yes. Yep.
And hopefully they'll be able to at least have some sense of resolution or some sense of peace. It will be interesting to if we ever find out what brought him back.
Yeah.
Because as you said, I would have thought appealing to his conscience would have been a lost cause.
Well, also, I don't know if he had much of a life in Uzbekistan.
Maybe. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. I'm
not quite sure the standard of living in Uzbekistan.
The thing that really, you know, is upsetting is that any insurance money they may have gotten has to be paid back, most likely, because he ain't dead. So,
and they're going to want their money back.
Yeah, they're going to want their money back. And it's just, this is my heart's with the family. This guy can sit in a jail and think about what he did for a while, but this is just awful for the family.
Well, and it will be interesting to see. I mean, they're going to charge him with something.
I have to imagine,
right?
I have to imagine.
And at least to make restitution for the 54 days that they shelled out all this money searching for him.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too. Is I think it was $54,000 they were trying to get back for the total search, for the price tag for all the equipment.
All the man hours, all the people.
He can't pay that. He can't pay. My guess is he doesn't have that money lying around. So it's going to probably fall on his family to have to be responsible for.
Well, and he, which would be trash. Can you imagine add insult onto injury?
Yeah.
If his wife is going to be the one who's going to have to be responsible for that, that would be terrible. Again, there should be a news conference. I believe it's coming up at 11 o'clock. The Green Lake Sheriff is going to be holding a news conference about that. So if we have an opportunity, we will give you an update. But don't forget, I mean, he planned this pretty thoroughly.
Yes.
He cleared his browsers on his laptop the day of his disappearance. He replaced the hard drive. He checked about moving money to foreign banks and was constantly in communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. So maybe that love affair went sour and that's finally what brought him home.
It just ended up being a dude named like Morris. Like, I didn't really think you'd come here.
Anne from Chippewa Falls, listening on WA, says maybe the girl he was with found out what he did and she dumped him.
There's that.
And then Matt from Germantown says, do you really think insurance companies pay out money that quickly? They're so slow, I would be surprised. That's a good point, Matt.
Yeah.
They would drag that out right as long as humanly possible.
Yeah. I mean, the notion of how much did it cost him to do all this, too, like, and where did that money come from? Probably came from their joint bank account.
We will find out.
This sounds like a Lifetime movie.
I was going to say.
A Lifetime movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. We will give you an update again if we learn anything new at that news conference coming up at 11 o'clock. News is coming up next when we return. The high cost of health care. How can we fix it? Is there a way to fix it? Dr. Kristen Lierley will be joining us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking a court order to resolve a discrepancy between state and federal laws about what date the state's presidential electors must meet to cast Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes for President-elect Donald Trump. State law calls for the meeting to take place on December 16th of this year. But a two-year-old federal law says the vote must take place this year on December 17th. The Wisconsin Republican Party filed a lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court seeking an order that electors follow the federal law and cast their votes on December 17th. We're in the middle of open enrollment for affordable health care coverage. Melissa Kay has more.
The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open now. Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
Vicki Bayer, the Green Bay Area Public Schools interim superintendent, will remain in her position through the end of the 2025-26 school year. The district's Board of Education voted unanimously to extend her contract this week. The district will use the extra time to explore options for hiring a superintendent for the 2026-27 school year. Bayer has been interim superintendent for 9 months, following the resignation of Claude Tiller in March. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers, accumulations should stay under an inch. But winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, I want to remind you that Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest is underway. It's our grown-up gift list. Perhaps you were thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I had an extra $100 to spend? Wouldn't it be nice if I had an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort?
I think those things both all the time.
Every day?
Every day.
So here is your chance to pick up one of those two things over the next 2 weeks. In the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, we have a keyword for you to text in. Using the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app. And then you're in the running, either for that $100 or that overnight stay. Everyone is in the running for the grand prizes, which include espresso machine, some luggage, a little robotic vacuum, snowblower.
I was just going to say, is there a snowblower in there?
There is a snowblower in there, too.
Whoa.
So be listening after the 11 o'clock news. We will have the keyword for you to text in, and that also gives you time to download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done that, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, download it, and then get ready to text in after the 11 o'clock news. All right, she is our friend, and she is a doctor. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you all?
We're good. We're good. We're staying warm. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have to drive up to northern Minnesota tomorrow, and it is literally going to be minus 18 when I get there.
Oh, baby.
Air temperature.
Oh, baby. Yes, bundle up. You're going to need it. We're going to talk about you texted me and said that you have some new breaking news about cervical cancer. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But the reason I had reached out to you to talk about this, and this is from December 4th, and I want to point out that they have since backed off on this, but this was the headline from NBC Connecticut. Anthem Insurance will no longer this was the update. Anthem Insurance will no longer cap anesthesia coverage at a certain time limit for patients. So what they wanted to do was charge patients more if the surgery went longer than Anthem thought it should. So they were going to stop paying for anesthesia after a certain point. Now, after the tragic shooting of Brian Thompson from United Healthcare, they rescinded that. But that was something that they were considering doing. And that's why I reached out to your Dr. Lyerly. It's like, how can they do that? What you're telling me that if I'm in the middle of having my gallbladder removed and that the timer goes off, and so they're just going to let me wake up before I'm done?
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at this from a surgeon's perspective. So, and there were no modifications in this policy for people who had complications or other issues. Like sometimes surgeries can go longer because they need to. So as a surgeon who's doing a procedure for someone who needs to take the time that procedure requires, I can't even imagine knowing that 30 minutes is over and anesthesia coverage is over now, so I need to hurry up.
Right.
Or we're going to stop and not complete the surgery because your anesthesia coverage is done. Like, that is just plain bad patient care. And it's silly, like it's ridiculous, but they're doing this incrementally with so many other things, often in clinics, often related to prescription drug coverage or other therapies that we prescribe for our patients, but then they deny and they don't get access to. And as a patient, you have no way to influence any piece of this, whether it's behavior or history or choosing a different, it doesn't matter. You are at the mercy of your insurance company. It's just not right.
Well, it almost seems like what they want to do is they'll say, we'll give you the anesthesia. We'll continue to give you the anesthesia, but anything over the clock, we're going to charge you for.
Exactly.
We can't not do it, but we also can't give you 45 minutes. We can only give you 30 minutes. So that extra 15 is going to cost you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, and I mean, we saw this, the prime example in obstetrics was with epidurals in labor. So if you go into the hospital and you're having a baby and you choose to get an epidural, great. The anesthesiologist shows up, you have your conversation, you get your epidural, you have your baby. And then months later, you get a bill from the anesthesiologist because guess what? He wasn't in your network. Well, you didn't get to choose. You know, it's not like you were presented with four options.
Right.
Yeah. You got the person who showed up at your bedside and offered you pain relief. So this is just another way that they make money off of you without you not even knowing what's happening. That was where the surprise billing legislation came from. It's incidents like that. And the insurance companies continue to find these little nooks and crannies where they can charge you in ways that you don't understand. They make it complicated. They make it something you can't control.
Yes.
And frankly, you don't have options, right? If you work for a company, many people don't have six different plans to choose from. And even if you do, you don't know. They're so intricate and complicated. You don't know what you're getting. You just kind of, you know, throw a dart and pick a plan.
Yeah, take your best shot, right?
Right. This is not healthcare. This is not about healthcare. This is about making money for insurance companies. And, you know, no wonder we saw what happened in New York, which, by the way, is horrific.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
But people feel helpless and they feel like they don't have any other options.
And they're angry. And I get that. I absolutely get the anger and the frustration. No one should do what happened to Brian Thompson. It's just horrible. It's just horrifying. Yeah, we don't need more vigilante justice in this country. We have enough problems as it is. But again, I completely understand people's frustration and anger. Then I found this one from the Washington Post from Elizabeth Rosenthal. George Lai of Oregon took his toddler to a pediatrician last summer for a checkup when the doctor noticed a splinter in his palm. So he must have gotten this between the car and somewhere coming into the doctor's office. His son wasn't complaining. The doctor grabbed a pair of tweezers, pulled out the splinter. They turned that into a surgical billing code of incision and removal of a foreign body subcutaneous and charged him $414.
Yeah, that's the code.
But according to this article, now they're kind of coding all kinds of things as a surgery in order to bill them. A woman goes to her dermatologist for her annual skin check. She mentioned a skin tag that had been irritating her a little bit. The doctor froze it with liquid nitrogen. Helene Schilder says it was squirt, squirt. That was it. She later got an explanation of benefits that said she had been billed for $469 as a surgery.
It's a procedure. It's a procedure that's done in the office, and that is how billing works. And even if I don't charge for that as the provider, my note goes to a coder, and the coder looks through it, sees the procedure that I've done, and they can then add that procedure code on top of what I have charged for the visit.
So the people who are doing the coding, do they have medical backgrounds?
No.
No.
They are trained as medical coders, but they are not medical providers. And we, as physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs, we are not trained in how to bill. That's not part of medical school. They don't sit you down and
right.
say, this is our complicated coding
sure,
system.
Sure.
They put you in residency programs and they're like, well, figure it out. These are what the office visits look like. They've changed it recently. So now it's more based on time, which I think is better because, you know, the time that you spend together is that's the valuable thing instead of like all of these different criteria. But it's still, it's expensive for one. And it's incongruent with why we went into this business in the first place. We went into it to care for people. Mm-hmm. And to know that they're picking apart these little pieces and to remove a splinter costs $400, like that doesn't make any damn sense.
Well, and I think that one of the things that we've talked about before on the show is that why is it so expensive? Why is it cost so much? And I think one of the things that Americans, I can't speak to anyone else, but Americans truly realize is that it's such a huge process that it's overwhelming that we just sort of do it and say, well, I got to get it done. I got to go to the doctor. I got to get this procedure. And then you get your bill and you're like, that's what you paid. But you can call these places and talk to them, talk to the accounting departments and talk through your bill.
Can you negotiate?
In certain situations, you can negotiate. I can't say exactly how, but I've seen many stories of people who just call up the doctor's office and say, hey, I got this bill for $5,000. I want to go through this line by line with you. And they may take things off, because I think what you're saying, Dr. Lyerly, is that you write it down for one thing. They'll code it for one or two other things. And if you call them and say, hey, this didn't happen. We didn't do this. There is hope there, but I think the insurance companies are counting on most people never doing that in the first place, because who has the time? Mm-hmm. Who has an hour, two, 3 hours to sit on the phone with somebody in an accounting department and say, like, all right, this said that I got a pill. I never got that pill. You know what I mean?
But I think you're right. It's like trying to cancel a subscription to something. They're going to make it as difficult for you as possible. So you're just going to give up and keep paying $20 a month because the hassle is just too much.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, what you're saying, Greg, is I never got that pill. Well, what if you did get that pill and that pill did cost $500 and you have a high deductible health plan?
Yeah.
So you are responsible for all of those things. And that's one of the big changes that we've seen over the past, you know, decade or so. It used to be that all that stuff was covered, so we never saw it. But then insurance companies started charging for all of those little picky things, and you didn't have the coverage to pay for it right up front. You have to pay for the first, what, $8,000 of your care, depending on your plan. So it doesn't work. And by the way, those high deductible healthcare plans, if you have a health savings account on the side, that is an incredible investment vehicle for people.
Yep.
You should never, ever spend that money if you can afford to not spend that money that you set aside in your health savings account. But how many people can put aside that money in a health savings account and not use it when you're having to pay up to $8,000 a year out of your pocket for your healthcare on top of whatever your premium is? I mean, I can tell you yesterday, I just re-upped my own healthcare plan on the exchange, and it's $700 a month for me, just me. And I have an $8,000 deductible.
Jeez.
And that's just me. I'm healthy.
Right. Right, but
what do you do if you have a family? What do you do if you have health conditions? What do you do if you are rated because you're a smoker or you have other things going on in your life? You know, the whole system is rigged to provide profits to these insurance corporations and take little bits of money from us as patients, little bit at a time. We're tired of it.
Everybody's tired of it. People are angry. People are fed up. And when we're talking about that, changing the billing codes to make it a surgical procedure when you use a tweezers to pull out a splinter. Sure, it's $400, but just imagine $400 times 200,000 people once a week. You know, that adds up to lots of money for the insurance companies. And I see you on the line. We will take you when we come back. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. We're talking about the high cost of health care. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Nopesferatu edition. You want to stick around for that. And if you ever have a thing that you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Our guest is Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and we're talking about the high cost of healthcare and all this stuff insurance companies seem to get away with. And we do have a couple people on the line. Anne from Chippewa Falls has been very patient. Good morning, Anne. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jane and Greg and Christine. I'm dealing with an insurance issue right now. Every year I go to the dermatologist. My dermatologist, she retired, so I had to go to a new gal, which was fine. And they used the nitrogen, whatever, to zap a couple spots. You know, I wasn't sure, but she just zapped them. She didn't say anything. My dermatologist that I used to have, she'd do the same thing maybe once or twice. I just got the office, you know, price. It was like $250, $300 for the office visit and the checkup. Well, then I got an additional $450 charged for zapping those two spots I didn't know she was going to charge me for. And I've been fighting this since June 17th. Oh, I know it's not a huge bill. I paid the office visit because that's legit.
Yeah.
But nobody told me that just by zapping that she was going to charge me $400 and some. And I'm not saying her, particularly her, but the system.
Right.
And I've been fighting it. And I have to usually call them because I'm worried, is this going to go on my credit report? And the gal said, nope, this won't go on And I'm thinking, I hope not.
Did they give you any end date for this, Anne? I mean, where are you sitting with this now?
I said something about December 15th. Either to call them or they'll call me and let me know what's going on. In the meantime, you know, once in a great while, I've gotten bills from them, the same bill.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, don't give up.
Yeah.
Because they're counting on you on giving up. So don't, I would say, right, Dr. Lyerly?
Yeah, you know, it's an impossible situation. What was likely happening before was your other doctor just wasn't billing you for those procedures. And a lot of us do that, but it puts us in a weird spot because really, if we're doing a procedure, we need to document it. And if we document it and that note goes to the coders, then the coders will bill it. So it really does become the health insurance company trying to collect as much money as they can from you. So I don't know how successful you're going to be very honest with you, because it was a procedure that was performed, even though you didn't know about it. I think that's your best angle, is that I was not told about this in advance. And now you know. But it also might prevent you from going in and getting care in the future, because you know when you go in next year, it's going to be the same thing. And do you have that extra $500 to get that routine care that you didn't used to have to pay for? And that's the thing that scares me the most, is once you've been stung, then you don't want to participate in the healthcare system. Yeah. And that's how we end up with these cancers that are diagnosed late and difficult to treat. And frankly, for some people, cost us our lives, because we know something's wrong, but we don't want to have to pay, or we can't afford to pay to go in and get it evaluated.
Well, and I saw another shocking statistic that a lot of cancer patients go through their entire life savings in the first 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, having a diagnosis like that is the number one reason why people go bankrupt in this country.
Is because of medical issues. Yep. Still. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anne. I hope you get that resolved. I applaud your tenaciousness, because that's what it takes. Luann from Sheboygan, also on the line. She says she knows you, Dr. Lyerly, and she works in the insurance industry. Good morning, Luann. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I have been listening to this conversation, and I am not going to defend the industry that I have worked in for 3 decades. It is a crap show. I'll be the first one to admit it. But in listening to the conversations we're having, I want to just take a second and remind people that the insurance company may be sending you the bill, but it is not the insurance company that is getting the money that you have to pay your doctor. That is going to the doctor's office. The insurance company collects the premium. So in the case of our poor dear person who just called before, people have to ask those questions. When they go into their doctor's offices, don't just take everything that the doctor says or does as just gospel because they're the doctor. You need to be able to ask those questions and say, okay, I'd like to have this done, but can you tell me what this is going to cost me? The insurance company then will get those bills, and if it's an in-network provider, that $400 is likely going to get negotiated down based on the contract that the doctor has with the insurance company. So maybe that $400 went down to $200. But still, in her case, did she sign anything agreeing to these surgical procedures?
We've only got a minute left, Luann, before we have to go to break. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Dr. Lyerly, we need to have you back. We have not solved this problem.
Oh, not even close. And, you know, I would say it's not a doctor issue. It's a healthcare system issue.
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't know.
Absolutely.
The doctor doesn't know.
Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much. Luann, if you don't mind, Kelvin, get Luann's phone number. We need to continue this conversation and do this again. News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Protesters removed from the hearing room as Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifies about the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan.
You can sleep at night when you're killing so many kids.
Blinken telling House of Foreign Affairs Committee that no one anticipated the Afghan government would collapse as quickly as it did 3 years ago when U.S. troops pulled out. Inflation holding steady month to month and year to year. Today's Consumer Price Index report could spell another interest rate cut next week. But after that, says ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Economists are saying we could see the Fed pause these interest rate cuts early next year as they wait to see where inflation heads. We know it's moving closer to the Fed's 2% target. It's just that last mile, so to speak, has been a tough one to get inflation to that point.
Still fighting extradition to New York, Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old, accused of murdering healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week in Manhattan. This is ABC News.